Hello again, everybody, and welcome to another episode of the Roto Baller 2020 Fantasy Baseball Preview Series, brought to you by RotoBaller.com. I'm your host, Anthony Agnano. Happy to be with you here as we continue preparing you for your 2020 Fantasy Baseball Draft. Guys, head over to RotoBaller.com. Check out everything there, the main page, the premium packages, the expert chats, whatever it is you're looking for, RotoBaller.com has it. If you like what you see on the free page, sign up for that premium package, already 50% off. And if you use the promotional code ACES, you'll get an additional 10% off just by telling them that Anthony Agnano sent you. So make sure you take advantage of that. The draft guide is there, the interactive rankings, whatever it is you're looking for, rotoballer.com has got you covered. Baseball, football, NASCAR, you name the sport, it's there at rotoballer.com. And Rotoballer Radio, SiriusXM Fantasy Sports Radio, Monday to Friday, 6 to 7 a.m., we'll talk Raf, Josh Hayes, and I, and 1 o'clock with the king, Scotty Angle, there. So make sure you take advantage of that. All right. We continue the series we've been working on now with the ADP showdowns. We've covered first base and second base. The most recent episode covered second shortstops and third basemen. Today, I'm going to compare a couple of catchers, a couple of outfielders. We're going to look at their ADPs and then let you answer the question, who would you rather draft? And let me know on Twitter at @AgnanoFantasy. Let me know right here on YouTube in the comment section, who would you rather draft? Did I miss somebody? Is there somebody else you'd rather draft than the players I've mentioned? Let me know. So we're going to start at the catcher position. And I am comparing today JT Realmuto, Wilson Ramos. Okay? And again, I look for that gap in ADP. JT Realmuto is currently going at an overall ADP using NFBC and other sites as a consensus. An overall ADP of 54. 12-team league, roughly round 4, round 5. Wilson Ramos of the Mets, 32 years old. JT Realmuto, 28. Okay, I was even shocked by that. I figured Ramos was 35, 36. He's only 32. Okay, current ADP is 171. Okay, that's a round 14 pick. All right? Now, it's interesting. When you look at the batting averages, JT Realmuto, and I'm not denying JT Realmuto right now is potentially the best catcher in the game. You want to argue with me about Gary Sanchez? I get it. I'm not going to get into the argument, but one of those two players is the best catcher in baseball. But for me, the question becomes, is catcher, in a one-catcher league, and I should have stated that in the beginning, under the premise of a one-catcher league here, two-catcher leagues is a different conversation we could have at another time, but in a one-catcher league, are you willing to invest a fourth or fifth round pick? How early are you willing to go in a one catcher league for a catcher? That's the question. Case in point, the TGFBI, the Great Fantasy Baseball Invitational. I just took my first catcher. There it is. I'm on the clock behind me here. I just took my first catcher, Will Smith, the young kid from the Dodgers, to catcher league, and I waited till round 10. I just think there's value catching later. So maybe there's a little bit of a bias there for me anyway. Now, JT Realmuto, last season hit .275 for the Phillies. He's a .278 lifetime hitter. Wilson Ramos last season hit .288 for the Mets. Now, one of the problems with Wilson Ramos is Realmuto is going to play more. So if you want to say Realmuto is going to play more, and because of that, I want to draft that 10 rounds earlier, understandable. But Ramos is going to catch Syndergaard more often than Mets are claiming. They're going to try to get his bat in the lineup more often. Okay, Realmuto hit .275. Lifetime .278. Last season, Wilson Ramos hit .288. He's also lifetime .275. So the batting averages are similar. If you're in an OBP league, Wilson Ramos' on-base percentage was better than JT Realmuto's last year. Wilson Ramos had an on-base percentage of .351. JT Realmuto last year, .328. And that comes down to K rate again. And Realmuto's was good. It was 21%. Wilson Ramos' was exceptional. 13% K rate. Walk rates were identical, 7% for Realmuto, 8% for Wilson Ramos. The benefit of JT Realmuto is the power he gives you. 25 home runs, 83 RBIs, compared to Wilson Ramos, who only hit 14 home runs. Now, the RBIs were close, 83 for Realmuto, 73 for Wilson Ramos. Runs scored, big advantage for JT Realmuto, 40 more runs scored, 92 to 52. Realmuto still sprinkles in a few stolen bases, 9. Ramos doesn't run. All right, hard hit rate, JT Realmuto was significantly better, 46% to 32%. I watched Wilson Ramos, slaps the ball the opposite way quite a bit. That's why he doesn't strike out. He's willing to take that opposite field single. Now, the big number that shocked me was the weighted run created plus was very similar. Wilson Ramos was 105. JT Realmuto was 208. Okay? So the question becomes is, how much are you willing to pay for 20 home runs out of your catcher? All right? And if you're willing to pay for power from your catcher, are you why pay for 25 from Real Muto when you could get 30-plus from Gary Sanchez shortly after? Okay? Batting average favors Wilson Ramos. On-base percentage is significant. I'm not going to sit here and say, if you're going to tell me JT Real Muto, I'm drafting JT because he's better than Wilson Ramos, I'm not disagreeing with that. So the question becomes, are you willing to pay fourth round for JT? And if you are, go for it. I won't. Now, I don't know if I'll wait till round 14 for Wilson Ramos. In 2-2 catcher leagues, I already mentioned Will Smith of the Dodgers in round 10. I took Wilson Contreras of the Cubs in tout draft and hold in round, 7 or 8. But that's a 2-catcher league. In a single catcher league, I'm waiting. And if Wilson Ramos is there for me, I'll take that 280 and just enough power to make him useful for me. I won't invest fourth round pick on a catcher. I kind of view it as a tight end potentially. I'm not over investing in that position too early. There's value later on at the catcher position. Mitch Garver, Will Smith, Wilson Ramos, and other catchers available later on that I don't have to invest fourth round. Yes, you're getting the best. Okay, but is the best that much better than the next guy? That's a question you need to answer, and you need to let me know right here in the comments section. Who would you rather? JT Realmuto, round 4, round 5. Wilson Ramos, round 14. JT, overall 54-55. Wilson Ramos, at an overall at about a 171. Now let's talk about two outfielders who have similar profiles, and again, significantly different ADPs. Joey Gallo of the Texas Rangers and Hunter Renfroe, formerly of the Padres, now with the Tampa Bay Rays. Okay, Joey Gallo, now last season was an injury-plagued season. He only played 70 games. Joey Gallo is 40 home runs in his sleep. I'm not denying that. He is what he is. Last season in those 70 games, okay, he hit 22 home runs, half a season. He was on pace for 45-50. Potentially, he could have led the league in home runs last season. And last season, he finally hit the ball with some consistency. He hit 253, even though he is a career 212 batting average. Now, Joey Gallo is currently going in round 7, an overall ADP of about 82 based on a consensus of NFBC, Yahoo, and other sites. Okay? On-base percentage is elite level stuff. It is 39%. Because of an 18% walk rate, which kind of takes the sting away of a 38% strikeout rate, an abysmal number. Hunter Renfroe has an equally abysmal K rate, 31%, and the walk rate that doesn't make up for it at only 9%. But either way, both of these players you're drafting for power. Okay, now here's the number, and this is why I'm comparing these two. I'm not denying Joey Gallo is a better hitter. He is. Okay, but look at the ADP value you're getting. If you're sitting there on draft day and you're saying, I need 30 homers, or I need somebody who could potentially give me 40 home runs, you're paying 7th round value for Joey Gallo's 40 home runs. Like I said, 2017, 2018, he had 40 plus home runs. Last year, he was on a pace for that. Although keep in mind, Joey Gallo's never driven in 100, never had 100 RBIs. Joey Gallo's going at an overall ADP of 82, round 7. Hunter Renfroe is going at 259. In a 12-team league, he is a 21st or 22nd round pick. And with that 22nd round pick, you are getting 33 home runs last season. Okay? Joey Gallo hit the ball hard 52% of the time. It's a tremendous number. Hunter Renfroe was exceptional as well at 47% of the time. Now, Hunter Renfroe hit 216 last year. It was Joey Gallo-esque. His on-base percentage was terrible. We mentioned the walk rate, only 9%, 289. Hunter Renfroe got on base significantly less than Joey Gallo. Joey Gallo's on-base percentage was about 39%. Hunter Renfroe's was about 29%, 10% less. Comes down to that walk rate. Gallo's, like I mentioned, 18% walk rate. Hunter Renfroe's 9% walk rate. But when we're talking power, if you could tell me Joey Gallo is going to hit me 43 home runs and Hunter Renfroe playing every day for the Rays is going to hit me 32, and I'm getting Hunter Renfroe at almost 170 picks later, I'm getting Hunter Renfroe 14 rounds later than Joey Gallo, then it's at least a conversation, on Who Would You Rather, okay? Batting averages are not going to be good. I don't expect Joey Gallo to succeed that 253. Give me Joey Gallo at 235, okay? Hunter Renfro, I don't think 216 is as bad. His second half last year was atrocious, okay? If both of those players settle in at 230, 235, not good by any way, shape, or form, but let's give them that, 230, 235. Gallo with a few more home runs, no doubt about it, a higher on-base percentage, no doubt about it, because Joey Gallo knows how to walk. Now, if you're in an on-base percentage league, I get it. Take Joey Gallo. It's a no-brainer. But if you're drafting for power, if you're looking for that outfielder who's going to hit you those home runs, and Joey Gallo's your outfielder two, and you could get Hunter Renfro as your outfielder five in the 21st round, are you better taking that seventh-round pick on Joey Gallo and investing in a starting pitcher? Okay, a Frankie Montas, or some of the other pitchers I've mentioned today who have a ton of upside. Is Noah Syndergaard potentially still on the board for some reason? A Zach Wheeler, per se, of the Philadelphia Phillies. Okay, are you better taking that pitcher in the seventh round and then grabbing that power that you wanted there and taking it with Hunter Renfro, potentially in round 21, 22? Let me know, guys, on Twitter at Aniano Fantasy, or hit me up right here in the YouTube comment section. And let me know, in the outfield, who would you rather? Round 7, Joey Gallo. Round 21, Hunter Renfro. And at the catcher position, round 4, round 5, JT Realmuto. Round 14, Wilson Ramos. Head over to rotoballer.com. Check out everything there. Sign up for the premium package. Save yourself some money using the promotional code ACES. Follow me on Twitter at AAnianoFantasy. And make sure you check out all the great 2020 Fantasy Baseball preview content right here on the Rotoballer YouTube channel, so make sure you subscribe. It's been fun, everybody. We'll see you soon. Have a good one, folks.